Wait a minute. This isn't Maggie Dawn music. And this isn't Maggie Dawn. Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie's off today. I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. Happy to be joining you on this Monday afternoon, April 14th. You can join me most weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m. on Up North News Radio. And you can catch what we do every day at upnorthnewswi.com. You can also sign up for our daily newsletter there, which today is all about 414 Day on this April 14th. So happy 414 Day to everybody in the old area code. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to have a guest talking about the movie Hundreds of Beavers. It's a silent movie, kind of a goofball movie, and named one of the best independent films of 2024 by the LA Times. It is the movie trailer that I didn't know that I needed to see until today. And you'll feel the same way in just a little bit when we talk to our guests from there. But first, let's talk about tax policy for a moment. I want to take you down memory lane. Remember that phrase, redistribution of wealth? Remember that? Remember how it was all about the middle class was having money sucked out of their pocket and given to undeserving and lazy poor people? And it was never about that. It was a great cover for something that is so much more obvious now than it has ever been in terms of money being sucked out of the middle class and redistributed, but redistributed upward. We saw that in the 2017 Trump tax bill when it blew a massive hole in the deficit but made millionaires and billionaires very happy. It's got to be replaced with something because it's expiring, and so something has to be done with tax policy. So they wouldn't do something as reckless fiscally again, would they? Yeah, they would, and that's what Bobby Kogan is here to talk about from the Center for American Progress, Senior Director of Federal Budget Policy. Bobby, thank you for being here. How are you?
Pat, thanks so much for having me on. I'm okay. There's a lot bad going on in the world right now. Today was a bad day. It's been a bad week. It's only Monday. It was a bad week so far. It was a bad week last week, but I'm doing what I can.
That is... We joke about it on our morning show is the question, how are you doing? It's so different than the way it ever was before. And so we're trying to look for like the right answer of, all things considered or something like that. We're doing all right, but I'm glad you're here. And I'm glad that you're continuing to keep people informed as the Center for American Promise has done so much and so well. And so I wanted to find out a bit more about what's being proposed by Congress. And I guess we better divide it up first, because when we say something's going to be passed by Congress, it's still kind of hard to know because where House Republicans are and where Senate Republicans are, I mean, neither one of them is in a great place, but last I checked, they are still nowhere near agreement on what ultimately they want to do, right?
Yeah, that's right. So they're doing what's called a reconciliation bill. You don't need to know that it's called reconciliation. What matters is that they can do this even if 100% of Democrats vote no. They can do it with a simple majority. And as you say, they have big disagreement. But the one thing they definitely agree on is that they want to do a giant tax cut that disproportionately helps the rich. And they both want to do giant cuts to food assistance. And they both want to do at least some Medicaid cuts. They kind of differ on the degree of Medicaid cuts, but there's big agreement, huge cuts, tax cuts for the rich, taking away food assistance from the poor, and taking away some health insurance from the needy.
And yet there is still this, how to describe this sense of denial that is out there. And last week, we played a clip from Congressman Derek Van Orden of Western and Central Wisconsin screaming in the middle of a House Agriculture Committee hearing about how Democrats were lying, as he put it, about all of these cuts. They kept saying we're going to cut Medicaid and Medicare and Social Security. And it's, first off, he says it's a lie. And then he says benefits for people who should lawfully receive it won't be cut by a nickel because there's so much other waste, fraud, and abuse out there. So let's start first with the notion of when he says Democrats are lying, we have never had cuts like this. Bobby, tell me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me those cuts would have happened if they had been able to agree amongst themselves on it. But that's the whole reason we've had so many continuing resolutions, is that they don't actually have it in them to pass a budget yet that has these kind of massive cuts. They needed to wait until now for a reconciliation bill opportunity like this, right?
Yeah. So there, the U.S. is a bad and confusing budget process, but basically we fight about a third of the budget we fight about every year. That was what the continuing resolution is about. And this reconciliation process is about the other two thirds of the budget, not counting Social Security. So it's really about half of the budget and then taxes. And so I would just say, I mean, look, the representative is lying. The reason he can get around saying this right now is that what they've done so far is they are doing the first step, which is called a budget resolution. It's kind of a budget blueprint. And it instructs you, it says, hey, Agriculture Committee, find at least $230 billion of cuts. Hey, Energy and Commerce Committee, find at least $880 billion of cuts. And so he says, well, we're not cutting anything because we didn't say we're cutting SNAP. We just told the committee that oversees SNAP to find the cuts. We didn't say we're cutting Medicaid. We just told the committee that oversees Medicaid to find the cuts. And the numbers are so extreme that it necessitates it. So just as an example for food stamps, because he was talking about the Ag Committee, the Ag Committee has only a certain amount of spending in its jurisdiction. And they called for at least $230 billion of cuts. Well, the Ag Committee is just farm programs and SNAP. And so your options are, if you're trying to do 230, you could not touch SNAP and you could do a 75% cut to all farm programs, which they're not doing, or you could cut SNAP. And so that's what we know. We know they're doing it because they said they're doing it. They told the committee that oversees it to do the cuts. Same deal with Medicaid. It's actually not possible to not do Medicaid cuts if you are if you're exempting Medicare also. There's not enough money in the jurisdiction. So he's lying. The cuts, we will one day see text. The next step right now is Congress is in recess. They'll come back. They'll start writing legislative text. And at that point, we will see very clearly they're cutting SNAP and they're cutting Medicaid.
There was another comment from his tirade that said there is billions and billions and billions in waste, fraud, and abuse to cut. And that's why benefits won't be cut a nickel. And married with it were comments by House Speaker Mike Johnson a couple of days back that again brought out the old trope of, well, we're going to restore the dignity of work by getting all these people off their couches who are playing video games. I remember we heard this when Tim Michaels ran for governor 3 years ago. We heard it from Eric Hovde running against Tammy Baldwin, a little over, about 2 years ago. And I guess it never gets old. It's like Ronald Reagan's welfare queen, that you can keep using that to justify billions in fraud, waste, and abuse, but I still haven't seen a real plan that says, if there's all this fraud going on, I mean, shouldn't all these people be like in court being charged with fraud or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. And the thing is, they can say this now because there isn't legislative text, but we will see legislative text soon. And SNAP is actually a really great example. They've actually said exactly what they want to do. In the Biden administration, Biden did a rule. Well, it wasn't technically a rule. They did a reevaluation of the inflation metric that they use to figure out how much SNAP you get. And Biden kind of unilaterally upped benefits around 20-ish%. And they say they want to undo that. That's not waste, fraud, and abuse. That's not the wrong people getting the benefits or anything like that. They have been very clear. They just want to cut benefits down from a meager, it's slightly more than $2 per person per meal right now. They want to cut it down to $1.67 per person per meal. That's not waste, fraud, and abuse. That's not the wrong people getting it. They just want to take away people's food assistance.
And I think what makes it so disingenuous coming from Congressman Van Orden was his justification at the front end was to say that he grew up in a low income family with a single mom. He said, we ate government cheese in that sneering way that people will say those things. And I reminded the congressman on air that, well, I'm the same. Grew up with a single mom, grew up, going to the local welfare office to get our book of food stamps to go to the grocery store and always wondering about the looks that you're getting from others. But just because you grew up poor does not make you an expert on what constitutes waste, fraud, and abuse now that you're not so poor anymore. And it just seems to me that for a guy who says he's looking out for, you know, the next round of, you know, young boys and girls from starving families, he certainly seems to be punishing those same children that he claims that he's going to be helping by identifying waste, fraud, and abuse. I just don't think he can have it both ways.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's cover because I don't know. They don't want to admit that what they're actually doing is taking assistance away, you know, taking food assistance away from folks and taking, you know, health insurance away from folks. They don't want to admit it. So they're just pretending it's all waste. But again, when we look at the actual things that they have said they're going to do, and when we get the actual text in a couple of weeks, it will be very clear. And I'm sure they'll continue the same line. I'm sure they'll continue saying this is just waste, fraud, and abuse, but it's a lie. It's the same way, you know, eight years ago in 2017, when they were trying to repeal huge parts of the ACA and it would have kicked millions of people off their health insurance, their response was, no, we're not. We're not doing that. But it was a lie. And it was the same when they were doing their tax bill 8 years ago as well. They said, well, we're not, tax revenue is going to go up. We're not reducing the deficit. And it was a lie. It is a lie. They're lying about their policies. And in this case, they're lying about policies that would harm, you know, like over a million Wisconsinites are on Medicaid. About 800,000 Wisconsinites are on food stamps, right? Like these are real people who are actually going to be really affected. And it's all in pursuit of some bill to like help cut taxes for the rich while blowing up the deficit by trillions of dollars.
And that's the thing, is that it is going to blow up the deficit. And yet they're trying to basically work some magic on the definitions of what a baseline is and all this inside baseball that we won't, you know, bore a lot of folks with. But they're working so hard to make something appear to be other than what it actually is. And we're going to continue that conversation with Bobby Kogan from the Center for American Progress in just a moment. We'll talk about the actual hit to the United States economy. If this tax package from 2017 were to be renewed just as is. That's all coming up. Brewers, again, they play the Detroit Tigers. They start a 3-game series at American Family Field. The coverage starts at 6:05 on stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow in Chippewa Falls. We'll continue the Maggie Dawn Show right after this.